This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business. We had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I am one half your dynamic duo of nerds. I'm the nerd and you are.
Nerdette.
What is going on? How you feeling?
I'm wonderful.
Fuck off. You're a real trooper. I know you're feeling like shit today. You got some kind of weird bug or illness.
Dude, no, I've had issues for a couple of months. It's just progressively getting worse. So whatever. Yeah. It's fine. I don't go to the doctor and I will live with my issue, and that's fine.
But do you want to go to the doctor? Or are you
not
one of
really.
Those people?
Not until it gets to the point where I can't deal with it. I can deal with it right now, so we'll just power through.
I got shit going on with me, too. I'm the same way. I'm like, fuck it, man. Just take me already.
Yeah, I don't care. But it sucks getting older, that's all.
No, it sucks. But you know our issue is we got kids, so one of us has to fucking do it. And I vote you go to the doctor and get taken care of.
I will wait till the last possible second, and then they're like,
joke.
There's 10 things wrong with you now. You should have come in months ago.
Yeah, one of us has to be the person that gets it taken care of before, and the other person just has to die young, and I vote you be the one that gets taken care of.
God.
I will gladly sacrifice, trust me. So anyway, what's going on with you? How are you feeling? Besides that, everything all right?
Great, man.
Watch anything?
I watched one thing. So I need a pat on the back. I need, like, props to me. I watched one thing, and it was an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, shit. What was it?
It was a documentary that apparently came out in 2023, but it just popped up on my Netflix.
Okay.
On TLC. And so that was pretty good. talking about how they got together and stuff like that.
I thought it was the channel. I'm like,
no, the group.
Yeah.
And I found that interesting. So, but that's about it.
They talk about Left Eye.
Yeah. Yeah. Her burning down the house.
Andre Rison, Atlanta Falcons. Yeah. She was married to him, burned his fucking house down, like crazy bitch. And then she died not long after that.
Yeah.
Fucking, how did she die again? Plane crash or something?
Car accident.
No, car. I knew it was sign. I knew it was some kind of mobile device.
Yeah. I don't know. I found it interesting. I didn't realize the one had so many like medical issues. I never knew that. Because I
knew the blonde, right?
Yeah, I listened to their music, but I didn't like follow them.
Yeah.
I didn't like read up and stuff, and there was no social media back then, and I didn't really read magazines, so I just like I would listen to their music. That's about it.
They were an interesting group.
I love them.
They were very different. Their voices were different. They didn't have like beautiful voices. They weren't great singers, but their songs were great.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't like Mariah Carey. Like, none of them could hit a tune like a Mariah Carey or like a Whitney Houston. But they were good singers. Like, even Brandy and Monica, they were better singers. But I don't think any of them could have sung a song by themselves that was great. But together, something about their styles just really went well together.
Yeah, they were good.
Massive fucking hits, too.
It talked like a little bit about their childhood and then how they all met and became a group. Crazy. And then the new stories and all the music and all that. But that's it. So, at least I watched something.
I'm glad you did.
Props to me.
Yeah, good for you.
I was on Netflix watching Grey's Anatomy, and I'm like, oh, wait, what's this TLC thing? So.
Shit. Well, you did get Chipotle.
Yeah, we talked about that. That was like a week ago. Yeah.
We talked about it?
Yeah, it was like a week ago.
Jeez, my days are fucked up.
Yeah, it's really bad. I'm due again, but...
Oh. You know what the funny thing is? Every time that Chipotle person sees me, they're like, you got laid again, didn't you? Yep. Usual? Yep.
Unbelievable.
Well, I'll see you next month.
Shut the fuck up.
I mean, that's what the fucking guy said. It's insane. But yeah, our days are really fucked up, though. I thought yesterday was like Saturday.
I woke up this morning, and I was getting like all the school shit together, and I'm like... Oh, it's Friday. Good. We're coming into the weekend. Sammy's like, it's not Friday, Mom. Yeah. Like, oh my God. So I don't know.
It's this fucking work schedule of mine.
Yeah, it's so different. I'm so used to you having Saturday, Sunday off that it's, even though you've been doing this for a few weeks now, it's still throwing me off.
It sucks, the schedule. I fucking hate the schedule. I don't like it. I miss my weekends.
Yeah.
Or at least one weekend day. This ain't working, the schedule, but... Anyway, I was driving to work the other day, and I cut back big time on my edible consumption because I'm not at home anymore. I can't just take like fucking 10 a day and just get super duper high and go to another dimension. I'm taking like 3 a day, 4 max, right? I take one in the morning, first thing when I wake up. It's like my vitamin. It kicks in at around 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'm fucking feeling great. And it's blasting me because I'm, you know, going through this whole thing where I'm not really eating as much. And holy shit, it's like non-existent now, my food consumption. It's crazy. So these things are hitting a lot harder. So I was driving to work the other day, and there was a song that came on that was in one of the Grand Theft Auto games. And fucking, I swear to you, man, like my life became a video game. I was driving up the highway right by Myrtle Beach Airport, and I was merging into the highway lanes, and everything's going fast, and all of a sudden everything slowed down, and the fucking plane was flying, and it was landing in the fucking thing, and it was like close as shit. Fucking cars are moving in slow motion. Everything's all animated. I'm like looking around. It was like the Flash movie when everything's in slow motion and he sees things. He can like move shit. It was so weird how it felt. Like I just perceived everything so fucking slow, and it was fucking awesome. I was driving. I was like fucking autopilot in and out of fucking cars and shit. And I somehow made it to work perfectly fine. But that was pretty cool. I guess the lesson is don't fucking take these things at all while you're leaving the house, because I don't know where the hell I was. Like something took over and it was like a video game. The song was blasted. I was having a great time watching everything. Wasn't even paying attention to the road, but I noticed everything around me. It was fucking crazy. It was like I was hyper aware of everything. It was really cool. But other than that, I did get the car fixed this morning, and that was a pain in the fucking ass.
Yeah.
I will never get another Ford again. Always a fucking recall. And we've been getting these letters in the mail for how long now?
It feels like years. It feels like we're constantly getting them from Ford.
All the time.
I'm sure that's that way with other cars, too. It's just like, I feel like it's every couple months we get a new freaking letter. Oh, well, this was recalled. You need to come back in. Like, motherfucker, we were just there. Like, how many fucking things could possibly be wrong with this fucking thing? Mm. It's just annoying. And then you bring it in and they find other shit wrong with it.
Well, they make up shit because... a fix like that is free when it's a recall.
Yeah.
So I bought it in there, and they did a bunch of shit. Like, they did a lot of work. They topped off the fluids. They did a free inspection. They did a bunch of shit, and they fixed it. It was like a transmission brusher cable they had to fix. They did all that, and they were like, oh, your windshield wipers are old. And those you're supposed to get fixed or replaced every 12 months or so if you're using them. And this, we've had this car now for like 6 or 7 years probably now. No, like five. It was like 5 or 6 years. So anyway, they're well over fucking due. So I'm like, all right, what's the price? He gave me a fair price. I'm like, all right, let's change them out. I'm sitting here waiting and waiting and waiting for the work to get done. Finally, he's like, oh, you got to come back here and take a look at your tires. I'm like, here we fucking go. There comes the fucking upsell. And he's like, see, these tires are great. But then this one right here has got a little bit of wear and tear. And it's like barely got any wear and tear on it. He's like, it would be $750 to get them all fixed out. And fucking is like starting to write it up like I'm going to do this. I'm like, not today.
No, not fucking today, no. Man. We're in here to fix a fucking recall.
Yeah, I came in here to do this.
I don't want to be changing parts out.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
So anyway, if I can get out of there. And that was the worst thing was I was there first thing in the morning. There was no one on the lot. So I'm like, I won't be attacked by fucking vampires. So let me go look at some cars. Big fucking mistake, man. I'm taking pictures. I'm sending them to you like, this is nice. This is nice. I was sitting there, I opened one of them up, and I'm like, oh, looking around, this is fucking nice, man. I touched the steering wheel. I'm like, look at how big that screen is for my fucking Apple stuffing. Man, it was a fucking beautiful car. And then I look at the price tag, $90,000. Who the fuck is going to pay $90,000? You can buy a house. And like, you could buy a small, modest house in a secluded area for that much money. Why the fuck would you spend it on a damn car?
Yeah.
It just makes no sense, especially down here in South Carolina, where there's a 95% chance you're going to get hit because these people are fucking absolute idiotic fucking morons down here. They cannot drive worth a shit. I would never buy a car like that down here. I would never do it because they're fucking shitty drivers. You see how it is out here. You're fucking dumb as shit. You saw what happened. We were driving. We went to the grocery store. You see all the idiots.
Well, I would never pay that much for any car. I don't give a fuck what the hell it is. Like, that's just too much.
Yeah. It ain't worth it.
Whatever.
Man.
I'll stick with a small car. It's fine. We don't need anything bigger.
I mean, our car's not small. It's a medium-sized car.
Yeah, I would like it a little bit bigger, but not for that type of price. You can fuck off of that.
But other than that, work's been okay, I guess, man. I'm just, my whole job detail is running away from people when they want to talk to me. That's pretty much it. I mean, customers, I have to help the customers, obviously. I'm talking about the fucking employees, because the store can get really dead sometimes, and they all talk to each other, which I'm fine with. You guys all know each other. You can leave me the fuck alone. I wear a different colored shirt. Treat me like the other team. Just leave me the fuck alone. Nope. That one fucking person who I told you about came over and told me some crazy-ass story that I didn't ask for, didn't want to hear, and couldn't get away from because they blindsided me. I finished my customer and turned around, and boom, there they were. And some people, for some reason, feel the urge to just blurt out everything to you, right? And this person told me about getting their ovaries scooped out and all sorts of shit. And I'm just like, I have these horrific images in my mind now.
But why don't you, like, you don't work for them. You have nothing to do with them. So why won't you just say, why are you telling me?
No, I just looked them blank.
Why do you think I care?
I just looked them, like, blank in the face. And I'm like, oh. And then like, walked away.
And that would have, like, just saying that would have immediately dropped that conversation. Okay, don't talk to them about my ovaries.
I was stunned.
Like, that's so weird. Like, I have nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Like, well, I was completely stunned, but the thing is like, I'm taking edibles while I'm working, so I'm sitting there,
well,
and
because
it
I
took a few minutes for me to like understand what the hell was. I couldn't process it. I'm like, wait, why is this person telling me about their ovaries getting scooped out and cancer, and why you got a thing on your head? And I'm like, why the fuck are you offering me this information? And then they invited someone else over, and they were like, oh, this is so-and-so. She was the karaoke queen at last year's party. She's a fun time. She's a great drunk. And then it came out, do you want to come out for drinks with us all sometime when we all go out? I'm like, I don't drink. No thanks. And I walked away. That was when I walked away. And I'm like, no thanks. I don't drink. And I walked away because I don't fucking drink. I don't want to be around that shit. I just don't understand. And that's pretty much what my day consists of, is trying to run away from people. I try to run, and sometimes they catch me because I get stuck with something I have to do. And then you turn around, and there they fucking are. It's tough, man. I don't like this. I can't do it anymore. I can't. Like, 5 years ago, I could have faked it. I can't fake it anymore. I've got no fucking patience for this shit. I don't care to hear it. It's just, you know. You're just laughing at me.
Because it's just absurd. Because I don't know. Just shut the shit down. Like, immediately just shut it down. Because they can't do anything.
they can kick the company I work for out of there if
you have to be cordial. I can't be talking to you about your goddamn ovaries. Like, this is like, come on. This is
I have nothing
workplace.
To offer.
Like, I don't know you. Like, that's weird.
I think what it is to people that work in a building, they feel comfortable because they've been there for a while. It becomes a second home, so you become more relaxed and more open, I guess. You forget that it's a place of business.
I would never.
Me neither. Never in a million fucking years.
I would never just bring that up to someone, especially a man who I just met. Like, I would never. My best friend, my sister, you know, like, if I had issues like that, okay, and that's as far as that would go. I would never go to a man and talk about my...
And that ain't even all of it. That ain't even all of it. I know how she was left homeless by her husband. She had a miscarriage.
Yeah, see, this is too much. This is way too much information.
How the fuck? In like a short 5-minute interaction, I got all that. Invited out to drinks as well and karaoke. And it's like, no, man. Because like there's a ton of party areas right by where I work, like strip clubs, bars and shit, restaurants. I had to break it. I'm like, listen. I'm 41 years old. Like, you guys are all in your 20s. You know, I don't want... And then when I said I'm 41, like, the eyes went up like, oh, shit. And I was thinking, like, that would have gotten rid of this shit. Like, oh, he's old as fuck. You know? Really? You're 41? I thought you were 28. Oh, my God. Like, that's not the compliment you fucking thought it was. You know? I'm fucking old as shit. But, yeah, that's just... I fucking hate it, man. I hate it. I hate it. I have to get back home. And I told you today my plan was to be home again working by October 1st. I want to be back in the house by October because we got some things we got planned out. I unfortunately have to suck this up for a little bit longer. Will I make it? I don't know. I think that's going to be the storyline for the summer. Will I make it through this shit? Because I don't think I can do it, man. I can't. I just don't have the patience in me anymore. I don't have the cares to give a fuck. I thought I'd fall back into it after a couple of weeks, and it's gotten worse. You know, I just don't care. You know me better than anybody. What do you think? You think I'll make it?
Yeah, you'll be fine. But you're determined to pay shit off.
Yeah.
Start the next project.
Yeah, that's right. You said the word determined.
You're not going to be happy, but you'll do it because you're determined to get to the spot that you want to get to.
Yeah, you're right. When I set my mind to something, this shit gets done. Losing weight, fucking doing all sorts of shit, cutting things out of my life. I even cut peanut butter out recently, and that's done forever.
Well, you were eating jars at a time.
Dude, I was getting... I got the cookies. That's what did it, the cookies.
God.
The cookies I got like how many weeks ago was it now?
You look behind the couch, he's sneaking by with a spoon and a jar of peanut butter to the bedroom.
I was so fucking baked off of those cookies, dude. I'm telling you, man. That was it. So I'm like, fuck this. I cut it out. Been a few weeks with this extreme shit I've been doing. So, oh, I did finish something. Let me get off of the work stuff because it's just aggravating me. Finished watching Veep. Finally finished watching Veep. And I have a final score for it. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to say before I get into that is Julia Louis-Dreyfus is a star. That's from Seinfeld. I don't know what the hell happened to her between Seinfeld and this show, but she looks like a different fucking human being. This doesn't look like Lorraine at all.
Elaine.
I haven't watched it in a while. I put a pause on that one. But yeah, she does not look... She looks phenomenal. And every outfit she has is like fucking perfectly cut to her body. And she looks phenomenal for like 60 years old. And she plays the president / vice president in certain seasons, depending on where you're at in this. I guess, I mean, I'm not going to give away storylines because I think I was giving away too much on some of these other reviews I was doing, so I'm going to be very vague. This show had a great cast of characters, and it was extremely funny and very well written, very well done, and it was nice and short. My biggest problem with this that knocked it down from what could have been, my original score for the show was a B+. I knocked it down to a C+ because it got so gratuitous with the fucking jokes that it did not need. And just to give an example, like, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, I'm going to come down your throat. I'm going to pull out my dick. I'm going to hit you with it. And it's like, I'm telling you, it was those kinds of jokes nonstop. Ew. Nonstop, out of nowhere. It was like, they did a couple in the beginning. It's like, oh, that's hilarious. And then it's like, that's all it became. Like, every 5 seconds, you're in a dick joke. And I'm like, am I watching a middle school fucking boys' locker room show? Or am I watching a fucking serious comedy?
Yeah.
I mean, a serious comment, I guess that's a double negative, I guess. But, I mean, still, it was a good show. Great show, as a matter of fact. It's just they did too much of that stuff and it took me out of it. I'm like, again with the fucking dick jokes. Can we please just... You don't need this. You don't need to stoop to that level. It's such a good show. You don't need that shit. And they just threw it in there. I don't know who the fuck they were writing it for. You know the type of people you're writing those jokes for aren't watching that show. People that watch HBO aren't like 15, 16-year-old boys.
Yeah.
It would have been for an older, mature audience. So, I mean, you don't need those kinds of jokes. Do smarter jokes than that. And they could have done it. They had the talent. They had the cast. They had everything right. They just wrote like fucking idiots. I don't know. So, the storyline alone and everything that happened and the characters and how funny it was got me to a B+, and the gratuity knocked me down to a C+, because it was just too fucking much. If that's your kind of humor, like fart, piss, shit, dick jokes, watch the show. It was a good show. It didn't need it. It's such a hard show to score because it could have been higher without that shit. It was a great one, and then it just got dragged down by the stupidity.
So what's on your list next? Have you started something else? Or
dude, there is so much here. Let me see. I was told to watch Reindeer Games. That's a 7-episode thing. I might knock that out. And then Shining Veil, I want to do for sure. And there's a cop show, True Detective, that looks really fucking good. So those are my three.
Okay.
Those are my three.
I forgot about the Courtney Cox one.
Yeah. Courtney Cox. I got to watch it. Even though it's ugly Courtney Cox, I got to watch it. Just to get her out of my system.
She's not out of your system yet?
Not out of my system yet. I'm looking at her. I see her right from here. I'm looking at Monica. So who's been... And Monica wants to give her... hello to everyone out there. To say hello. Well wishes to everybody. And she hopes everyone has a great week, by the way.
You're so stupid.
So other than that, I got nothing else, man. You want to get in some topics here? I got a lot of good things. Sherry wants you to know some stuff. It's an action-packed episode today. Are you excited?
Yeah.
And we have a live episode here on Monday, so we're doing a little bit of backwards-forward stuff here. We're doing a recording a little bit different this week, so... As we're recording this show for Wednesday, we have a live show tonight,
which is going to be awesome. Early Monday we're recording this. So, we haven't done the live show yet, so we can't talk about if it was good or not.
People already know. They're like, motherfucker, it was awesome. I heard it. Nerd was super fucking high.
We have no fucking idea because we haven't done it yet.
Marty! That's what I feel like Back to the Future going on here. All right, so you have anything good, bad, and different? What you got today? Anything that's going to excite me?
No, probably not. I got a couple things.
All right, well, let's get on started here. We got a couple here for you. So, oh my goodness, let's fucking go here first. A transgender woman.
Ugh. immediately. We're starting it immediately.
So, a transgender woman, a man.
Yeah.
Man pretending to be a woman punches a man on a subway platform, according to the New York Police Department. A subway ride turned bloody for a commuter who was assaulted Saturday morning in Manhattan. So the 39-year-old man was punched in the face by a man pretending to be a woman, police said. The incident left subway riders concerned about transit safety.
Well, did the man punch back?
No, because that would have been a hate crime.
It would have been. I mean, at least they attacked a man.
Yeah.
And not a female.
Yeah. It has been like people getting attacked by random people, said Ruben Morales, who's been riding the subway since he can remember. His reaction was the same as many other riders in the number 7 line at Grand Central Station. Where police say a man was left bleeding from the forehead after a man pretending to be a woman first menaced him with a shoe and then punched him in the face. Police officers and EMS were on the train platform with the man after he was attacked around 6:30 in the morning. 6:30 in the morning, you're on edge like that. And I believe this man is the victim and this person attacked him because we already have evidence that this person is mentally insane. Look at them.
Yeah.
That's all you need. You go into a court of law. I don't even need any more than this. You're insane. How do you know? Sir, you haven't heard my case. Well, you're fucking wearing a wig. What the fuck, you know?
I don't know, man. It's ridiculous.
They're fucking just... there's not much context here, but I do believe that this person is the problem here, the trans. According to NYPD data, crime on subways is down more than 23% since March. Mayor Adams...
What?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. According to the New York Police Department crime data, which I believe may be tampered like their COVID cases counts were.
Yeah. Man, they lie out their ass.
Of course they are. That's why there's always fucking people getting murdered. Shit.
Down 23% since March. Since a month ago?
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. So he said this is attributed to the addition of 1,000 new police officers in the system. So there you go.
Oh, that's right. They were adding more security down there.
The attacker fled the scene and no one was arrested. And it remains unclear what led to the attack, but you can only guess. Maybe some kind of prostitution thing, possibly. It's got to be something like that, right? Because why else would you attack? I mean, but it is New York, and I guess shit just happens like that there, right? They just fucking attack each other.
Yeah, I don't think any of them have a reason. Yeah. They just do it.
Well, you just ate before we did the show, so I'm kind of skeptical if I should be reading this one out loud now, but I'm going to do it anyway just to fuck with you. This one has graphic content. A Gages Lake man is facing a slew of charges after he allegedly slashed another man's stomach open during an argument on Saturday morning. Was his stomach cut the fuck open or not?
Yeah, but it's alleged because we don't know if he did it.
Okay, alright, fine, I'll give you that one.
Is there video surveillance of him doing it?
You know what, let's see. Lake County Sheriff's Detectives say 23-year-old Anthony Asmina has been charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, aggravated battery in a public way, which I don't know how the fuck that is different, and one misdemeanor count of unlawful use of a weapon. Authorities say the charges stem from an incident that left a 24-year-old Round Lake man critically injured. According to deputies, Asmina and the victim are in a car together in the 17800 block of West Big Oaks Road when they began arguing. The driver of the vehicle eventually pulled over near Eastwood Avenue and Chippewa Road to drop Asmina off, but deputies say he and the victim both exited the vehicle. Deputies say the argument continued, and that's when Asmina allegedly pulled out a knife and sliced the victim's stomach open. He was opened so badly, part of his intestinal tract fell out from the wound, so like the little sausage links were all fucking falling out. Oof. The driver of the vehicle then took the victim to the hospital. Oh, man. I'd be like, nah, dude. We gotta put some plastic down first. I don't want you fucking bleeding on my shit.
Yuck.
Yeah. Deputies were called to the hospital just before 9:30 a.m. when they learned that the victim was in critical condition and had to be taken in for surgery. Asmina was then identified as a suspect in the case, and deputies took him into custody at his home. The guy's improving. He remains hospitalized, and it's unclear what led to the argument. Drugs, probably? Gotta be, right? I mean, why else would you slice? Well, people
are... That's crazy. What kind of knife is that that he... can do that much damage?
It's got to be like one of those fucking serrated Rambo knives. I heard those, like, when you stab them, you're supposed to stab in and then like yank the fucking thing out or some shit. Like you're supposed to like go in and then like dig, like, yeah, your car, like you're scooping almost or some shit.
Yuck.
And I guess it just tore right through him.
That's disgusting. That poor guy.
That Rambo knife is fucking badass, man. My friend had one, like a real fucking Rambo. It had like the Rambo like logo on it from the movie.
Yeah.
It was a Rambo 3 one. Holy shit, that thing was fucking bad. We used to fuck around with that knife all the time, playing around with it as kids and shit.
How are you still breathing after all the stupid dumbass shit, yeah, you've done?
Yeah, he had really cool stuff. He had a Batman fucking battering, a real battering. It was like metal. We fucking used to throw it in the wall because his dad would, he had like a basement where they would put shit together. And his dad used to like fucking like have like these like chalkboards, but it was for some kind of construction thing. And we would set it up and fucking whip him at it all the time. It would stick right in there. It wouldn't fuck up the walls because it was shit that he used for work. And we used to play Batman. It was fucking awesome. All right. What else you got? You got anything?
A man has been arrested after admitting he goes to the Starbucks drive-thru naked to see the pretty girls. The man's order was a large iced Americano at Starbucks. Employees knew this because he'd shown up naked at the drive-thru enough times to sear it into their memories, whether they wanted to remember the experience or not. Now, you've told me, man, in the past...
Yeah, I know.
...that you used to drive around to drive-thrus in your boxers for some weird reason.
It was hot in New Jersey in the summers, man.
Fucking bizarre. Never did that when we were together, but, like, you would drive around in your... This dude is just doing it butt-ass naked.
Well, I was a lot younger and stupider then. Stupider. Oh, stupider.
During an interview with police on April 9th, Michael Billingsley admitted that he had driven to the Starbucks in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, on multiple occasions while completely nude to see the pretty girls who worked there. He also admitted to being an exhibitionist. His subsequent arrest came after the store's manager had notified police April 6th after his alleged early morning visit that day. Both the manager and the victim picked Billingsley as their suspect out of a lineup of photos. The manager also reported that the alleged suspect had been notably playing pornography on his phone.
Oh, God.
According to an affidavit seen by Fox 23, an employee alleged that on March 30th, Billingsley went so far as to get out of his car naked while waiting for his drink.
He just wants to be seen, that's all. And just to stop you for a second, you said that I haven't done any of that since we got together. I did worse. I fucking talked to the neighbors with just a t-shirt on. Only wearing
that's
a
true.
T-shirt.
That one time, yeah.
Yeah, but fuck, everything
no
is...
No underwear.
Yeah.
A fucking t-shirt.
No underwear.
But that's that. We were living in like.
We were living out in the ghetto. I'm talking yeah, neighbor like, of a fucking t-shirt, nothing else.
We were living in a very unsafe area.
Yeah, I'm sitting here.
So you really basically looked like all the crazy people that we were living near.
I was overdressed at the party. I was butt-ass naked out talking to some dude. He was just talking all normal and shit. Like, yeah, man. And then we stole his couch.
I'll never forget that. They put out a nice love seat. Yep. And I remember I was smoking on the porch and I looked at it. It was across the street. And I'm like, when you put where we were living, because it was a city.
Yeah.
You put your shit out on the sidewalk. That was for the trash people to pick up.
Yeah.
Furniture. They took everything. Didn't matter what the fuck you put out there.
You could put a couple of bodies stacked. They'd be like, yep.
They take it. It was a bad area. So this nice love seat is out there on the corner.
Yeah.
On the sidewalk. And I'm like, wow, that's really nice. That would look really good on the porch. So I went and I told you, I'm like, look at that. I'm like, I bet you we can fit it through the door. We go right, sunny, it's
middle
right
of
out.
The fucking day.
We go and we take this love seat and we put it up on our porch and we're just sitting there and enjoying it.
Enjoying it.
So you go inside.
Having drinks.
And I'm just enjoying this love seat and all of a sudden this big truck pulls up.
Oh, God, yeah.
And the guy comes out and he's like, I put the love seat right here. I don't know where it is.
He probably got killed over that. He might have taken the guy's money and spent it.
So apparently whoever was driving the truck was supposed to pick the love seat up, but we had already we snatched it immediately.
Dude. Holy shit. I'll never forget that, man. We're watching it while sitting on the fucking thing, just drinking up and watching a scene unfold from our fucking porch. How no one saw this and reported it. I mean, we walked literally across the fucking street, grabbed it, and it took our time to pick it up and bring it. Yeah, how the fuck?
And we were carrying, like, it was a love seat, so it was heavy.
Yeah.
Like, we struggled to get it across the fucking busy-ass road.
And we did it.
And no one stopped us. And then by the time the guy came with the truck, I'm like, I'm not going to tell him that we took it.
We bought this shit up.
I'm not bringing it back down these two flights of stairs. It's not happening.
Oh, my God.
All right, anyways, let me finish this.
That was a fucking hell of a
time.
We
had some memories of that area.
And that was the same day I was talking to the guy naked.
No, it was not.
You sure?
I don't think so.
It felt like it.
That was also the neighborhood with the dirty old neighbor.
Yeah, telling me dirty jokes and your dad. Oh my God.
Anyways, this was at 6 in the morning with the alleged victim in his, in this instance, saying he was 100% naked. And this was the second time she knew it had happened in that location. Bensley admitted to at least three other such incidents to the police, including a Tulsa drive-through. Billingsley was arrested and booked into the Tulsa County Jail on two counts of indecent exposure. He's looking at a $4,000 bond. Police believe there may be other victims and are asking people to come forward. Doesn't really matter at this point. He's fully admitting. Yeah, I've been naked. This is what I do.
Yeah.
I've done it a handful of times. Do you need more victims? What do you need more people for? He said he admitted it.
Yeah.
You have enough victims. You don't need to look for more. Like, just charge him and that's it.
Just fucking get rid of this guy. He's a menace.
I mean, my goodness. Did you, speaking about Tulsa, did you finish Tulsa King?
Yeah, I finished it a while back.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I reviewed it. I fucking loved it.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely loved it. I can't wait for season two. They're filming it now.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, Sylvester Stallone's an asshole. They're, and the people that he works with are coming to his aid.
Yeah.
They're saying he's treating people like shit on set, and then all the other actors are like, no, he's a great guy. Sly's a great guy. But, I mean, of course, they're going to say so. The people he was abusing.
Of course, they want to be on his show.
Yeah, the people that he was abusing supposedly were allegedly.
Yeah.
Were like underlings, you know, the guys that fucking like put the vampire makeup on him because he looks like he looks like Count Dracula now, doesn't he?
He does, but.
Hey, yo, to suck your blood. Hey, yo.
I love him though, so it doesn't matter what he looks like to me.
Yeah, good. All right. Britney Spears, from one celebrity to another, is completely dysfunctional, and I believe I called this one immediately, that she's going to be on life support soon, and she's in danger of going broke, believe it or not.
Yeah.
When you're always on vacation, and you have all these nice things, like, you don't just buy a mansion, that is an investment for life. You have to upkeep that shit, you got to pay the electricity fucking bill, which is insane. You're bleeding money.
The lawn care, landscaping and all that.
Yeah, I mean, sure, you can make a lot of money, but you're going to bleed a lot of money. I mean, it all evens out in the end. Like what someone on the street makes and what they can pay for to what she makes and what she pays for. It all evens out because she's paying an exorbitant amount of money to support that bullshit lifestyle. That's unnecessary. if she would have settled down and gotten like a nice big house out in the country somewhere, just like a, you know, like a 5-bedroom or something, 4-bedroom, whatever, for her and her kids. Just a regular fucking house without all these lights and bullshit rooms that are unnecessary, you know? Just a regular fucking home. A 3-bedroom, because she was always divorced. You know, just get a regular place. She could have lived off of that money for the rest of her life and had a surplus, generational wealth for everybody if you were smart with your fucking money. But the girl is a fucking train wreck, man.
Yeah.
They never should have taken her off that conservative. Oh, free Britney. Now look at your fucking hero, you fucking morons. I mean, I'm the kind of person that says you should have your freedom, and I was happy she got it. Maybe it wasn't the best idea for her, you know? But she's doing, I mean, this is what she wants to do. It's her life. She deserves to live this way if that's what she wants.
Yeah, she deserves to live however she wants. Like, fuck that, yeah. Having someone tell her what to do.
I mean,
if she blows her money, that's on her.
Yeah, it's her money.
Right. She let her do what she wants. Like, that's the way I, unless she's hurting someone.
Yeah.
Or herself, I guess. She was, like, dancing with knives.
She said they were fake, but
like, she is a little cuckoo, like she's a little out there.
She's got problems.
But like, man. I mean, she wants to spend her fucking money. Let her freaking spend her money. I don't give a fuck.
She's in serious danger in both the mental and financial front. Is doing way worse than she was under the conservatorship. This is according to sources with direct knowledge. As for her mental health, her sources at TMZ say Britney's completely dysfunctional. Since the conservatorship ended, she has no supervision and has radical mood swings that we're told are shocking. And you can tell she has the mood swings because she goes. You can tell when someone's got like a chemical imbalance in her head because she'll go online and post these erratic videos where she's all giddy and speaking in different accents and voices and shit. And she's just really crazy. And you could tell that like she can go from that to the exact opposite. She's probably throwing glasses at people and shit and then does that, you know?
Yeah.
I can seriously like picture that happening in that household. We're told she's almost completely isolated and dangerously unstable. We're told the few people who remain in her life say she's doing much better when she was under a conservatorship. As one source said, she had lots of freedom and the restrictions were there to protect her. Now she's not protected anymore. The Britney sources are angry what's happened to her since the thing ended, saying she's got absolutely no justice and that involves her finances. We're told she's been spending a fortune and is in real danger of going broke. Our sources say she's been going to French Polynesia, staying at the Brandon when spending close to $1 million each trip between private jets, hotels, staff, etc. She goes every month or two. We're told she goes to Hawaii almost monthly by herself, taking a private jet, staying at the presidential suite and dropping $350K a trip. Yeah, you can definitely see her going broke soon. She cannot afford this. She had $60 million when the conservatorship ended, and she's now where the conservatorship started, in danger of going broke.
Like, it's so funny to me that they, like, have to report on that.
Yeah.
Like, is it anyone's business?
It's not. Who the fuck is Britney Spears? Seriously, she's just a dumb bitch who made
like, she's blowing
some
money.
Songs
well,
and...
She'll learn her lesson when she's broke. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It's just so funny to me that people have to, like, report on these things. Like, I find it interesting.
Oh, this is very interesting.
I'm just saying, like, it's just,
I like a train wreck.
I don't know. I don't know. Weird.
I mean, she paid $6 million in her dad's fees and court fees and lawyers and shit. So, I mean, she's definitely fucking drying that shit up quick. You can't just be living life like that. Sure, if you got it, fucking do it. But what's your backup plan? I mean, she can always make money doing something, though, you would think.
Well, if she was a little smart, she'd be doing OnlyFans instead of posting shit on fucking Instagram.
Seriously.
One of her friends needs to freaking get on top of that.
Just make her do OnlyFans. I mean, at this point, she already said she's going to not do music ever again. I don't think she'll ever get clean to the point where she can do something. She might as well do the only thing that she can control herself, and that's her fucking webcam and her pussy. There you go.
Yeah.
This fucking, she can work out, just keep her body in shape, and do that shit. People would pay. The first month alone, she can make probably $100 million, I would say, because the fascination is going to wear off.
People are going to wonder, like, what crazy shit is she going to post on there now?
Oh, I want to see Britney get fucked, and she's going to be getting fucked. Everyone's going to buy it, and she's going to make $100 million. She might make, like, $200 million, right, total. And then you're going to have seen it, and then it's going to be like, all right, I'm going to go find the next girl to jerk off to. And she'll be forgotten about, because that's what happens to all of them.
Yeah.
None of these celebrity girls that go out there and try to make a career in porn, it never lasts because the whole fascination is like, oh, I get to see Tiffany Amber Thiessen in Playboy, you know, Kelly Kapowski, you see that? And then it's like, okay, I've seen it now. You know, we have very short attention spans, so she better do it now before she drinks more and loses that Britney dancer body. She's already kind of losing that shit, man. She looks like crap. She looks like shit. She looks like, whenever she posts those videos, she just looks trashy.
I don't know. I saw her ducking with a red phone in a car. That's the picture I saw.
fucking disgusting person. All right, so this one came the other day. This one was sent in by our pal Missy from the chat about sexsomnia. It's an embarrassing sleep disorder that no one wants to talk about. Never fucking heard of this one before, so this is going to be interesting. A 38-year-old man repeatedly tried to force his wife to have sex in the middle of the night, but has no memory of his actions when he wakes up. A married woman in her mid-20s often tears off her clothing and masturbates, but remembers nothing when her partner rouses her. For a dozen years, a 31-year-old man masturbates while asleep, at times injuring his groin. Embarrassed due to his unconscious behavior, he avoids relationships for 8 years. These are all clinically documented cases of sleep sex or sexsomnia, part of a family of sleep disorders called parasomnias that includes sleepwalking, sleep talking, sleep eating, and sleep terrors. Do you believe in this? I do.
Who knows? I'm just glad you don't have it.
No, it's perfectly rational to think that like your brain is programmed to do certain things throughout the day because you're making it do things, and by muscle memory, you just might be doing it when you're asleep, you know? There's a certain state of subconscious when you're asleep, when you're like kind of like lucid, I guess.
Yeah.
And you could do this kind of, I believe it. Well, it may seem as if people are acting out dreams. Many parasomnias occur when the brain is not in a dream state. This is according to Carlos Schneck, a professor and senior staff psychiatrist at the Hennepin County Medical Center at the University of Minnesota. These are orders of arousal. This is according to him, who had studied parasomnias for decades. Very fucking interesting life he has. They most often occur during the slowest, deepest stage of sleep called Delta. It's like an alarm or a trigger goes off in the central nervous system, and you go from your basement to your roof in no time flat. Your cognition is deeply asleep, and you're not with the program, but your body's activated. So I don't know, man. They're saying it's dangerous because then you start walking and running and doing all sorts of shit with your mind being awake, but your body being asleep. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that happens. People sleepwalk in like night terrors and stuff. They sleep eat. Like, yeah. So I mean, if people do all that, why wouldn't they be having sex when they're asleep?
Oh man, this one woman, she said she was refusing treatment for years until her 9-year-old son heard her moaning sexually while she was asleep, and he asked her what the hell she was doing the night before. He was like, "Mommy, what were you doing?
Oh my god.
Yeah, people are just talking about that. I mean, this is a fucking long ass article, so I'm not going to read the whole thing. This would be like an hour in its own right just reading it, but apparently this is a thing, and it says that they interviewed 1,000 random people in Norway, and 7% of them said that they had one case at least of parasomnia. So apparently this is a thing, man. People are just trying to clap the fuck out while they're asleep.
Yeah, no.
No, definitely not.
Dude, I would push you right off the fucking bed.
I wouldn't want to do that. I mean, the very little sleep I do get, I want to enjoy the shit. I want to enjoy the fucking sleep. I get like 4 hours of sleep a night.
I could do that, like, during the day. But like, man, you just got it last night.
I didn't. Oh, he's lying to me. I see.
Just fucking got it. Like, what are you talking about? Leave me alone.
So you're going to use an excuse now. Fucking say I'm doing this shit.
Oh, all right, well, I have one more. After the family cat mysteriously vanished, Carrie Stevens Clark said she tried everything to find her, from paper flyers, social media posts, and searching every nook and cranny of her Utah neighborhood. On April 17th, a week after Galena's disappearance, Clark received a call from more than 600 miles away from home. Turns out the 7 days of searching didn't work because the family cat took an impromptu trip to the Golden State. Clark said that without her and her family's knowledge, Galena hopped inside a package full of products they were returning to Amazon.
Mm.
This poor cat. Cats freaking love boxes, man. Boxes sure and bags and any kind of little tight space they they like. After the box was sealed and shipped off, the cat went on a 6-day adventure without food or water before ending up in a return center in Riverside. An employee of the return center opened the box and, to her surprise, found Galena safe and sound. She then took the cat to a vet, which scanned her microchip and alerted the Clark family that Galena was found. Carrie and her husband, Matt, embarked on what their daughter called a mission date. The next morning, as they hopped a plane, this would piss me off, hopped on a plane to Southern California. So not only did I have to ship a bunch of shit back,
Now
I gotta find money to catch a plane to get the fuck over there, pick up my cat that got into a box, and fly the hell back home.
Dude.
I love cats, obviously, but this would piss me off. Like, I need a plane ticket now.
I wouldn't do it.
Can't you just ship her back here?
I'd be like, listen, what the, how the fuck is this cat going to live in a box? You can't just ship a fucking pet like this.
I don't know.
What kind of box is this? What kind of, no, seriously, I'm trying to figure this out. How the hell could it live in a box? It can't breathe, right?
It does say in here. After getting some blood work done, Galena was released from the vet and went on a 10-hour road trip back to Utah with the couple. Clark said Galena was unharmed despite losing some weight and was likely saved by non-extreme temperatures and a split seam in the box so she could breathe.
She probably cut that herself.
Probably with her claw.
She probably freaked out. But she's like, I'm not leaving the box. I just need a little bit of air. I'm not leaving the box, though, because we love Amazon boxes.
Okay, so it looks like they flew there to get her and then drove back.
Oh. I don't know, man. Would you fucking do this? Seriously, in all honesty.
Yeah, I would want my cat. I would be so pissed off. Like, we have to find money for a plane?
Mm.
Oh, God.
Fucking cats, dude. I'm telling you. And you know what it did when it got back home? It fucking left the house and just took off. It
found another box.
Another box. What the fuck, man? And Sherry wanted me to let you know that one, too. So you guys had some titty tingling action.
Oh, my gosh. So three of us grabbed this story because I had it this morning. Sherry sent it to you, and then J-Hole put it in Discord. And I'm like, I already have this one saved.
Titties were tingling, man.
Damn.
So there you go, man. The very popular story. Everybody wanted to get the word out about this stupid cat. And a fucking, I don't know. Nobody knew this cat was that. Because cats can be very quiet. So the person where I picked up the box, the cat was perfectly quiet. Didn't move, didn't alarm anybody, didn't meow.
They didn't think the cat at the box was a little heavier than the sweatshirt they put in there or whatever the hell they put in.
They probably just grabbed a bunch of them.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You know, when they were
moving
it around.
The cat wasn't meowing when you picked up the box and was moving it around.
Because that would have been the smart thing to do. The cat wanted to be the most fucking inconvenient thing in these people's lives. So whenever it just wrote it out to the end. That's
this
all it
poor
did.
Thing.
Awful fucking animals, man. All right, so. This woman says she keeps getting tickets for a car she's never owned. So Sherry wanted me to let you know about this one because you took the other one. A Fulton County woman came to Channel 2 Action News after she kept getting citations tied to a car that she doesn't even own. Carvana sold the car in 2020, and that is when it was registered here in Georgia. Tasha Thomas told Channel 2 consumer investigator Justin Gray that she didn't even live in Georgia at the time. Thomas said she got the first ticket on her birthday. It was for a 2018 Honda Accord. Those are pretty decent cars. But Thomas doesn't own a Honda Accord. They told me that we're seeing that you purchased this vehicle in September of 2020 from Carvana, Thomas said. When Thomas contacted the Georgia Department of Driver Services, they told her the car was registered in her name by Carvana nearly 4 years ago. So they asked her if she ever purchased the car, and she said no. She then told Thomas it was a state problem. The state told her Carvana had to fix it. She's now hearing from bill collectors. So she's getting calls, like all sorts of threatening calls from bill collectors.
Dude, I would be so pissed off.
Yeah, that they're going to attack her credit. So there's been more similar problems with Carvana before that were reported on Channel 2 Action News. In 2021, Gray reported that driver Corey Bennett, who sent Carvana a driver's license selfie to prove his identity, signed up for a loan and purchased a 2018 Ford Mustang. But the real Corey Bennett never applied for that loan, and it ended up in his credit report. So it ruined his life, basically, he's saying. It fucking went against his credit. Now this woman has to deal with it, too, and I don't know. How the hell would Carvana get your information? They can't just randomly pick you up out of nowhere, right?
But if someone else is using your name?
Yeah.
But I would think you're buying a car, you've got to be able to prove shit. In order to get a car, like, that's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
You got to go through and sign and stuff like that. There should be a way to be able to prove you are who you say you are.
I hate doing it. I hate buying cars. Cause
I know.
Shit.
It takes fucking hours.
It's too fucking long, man. And then it's just like, it's a sleazy shit that they do because they run your credit. Oh, we're only going to run it once and you got like fucking 35 hits on your fucking credit.
Mm-hmm.
I hate buying a fucking car. If you could do it automatic, you know what? We're going to do it online next time.
Oh, God.
Just do it online. I don't want to fucking haggle because online you probably get the price they're going to give you anyway. You know, fuck that shit. Fuck those people, man. They're so fucking slimy.
Just have it delivered.
Yeah, just have it delivered. I don't even want to fucking shake a fucking hand, dude. Just drop the shit off. Don't even ring my doorbell. I'll just look out and there it is. Put the cars on top of it. Not fucking, you know, whatever. We got one more here for you. Kanye West, former security guard, sues him for discrimination against black employees. And wrongful termination.
My God.
Kanye West is being sued for discrimination against black employees. What are your initial thoughts about this one?
Are we getting desperate? Like, really?
A new complaint claims West subjected black employees to less favorable treatment than their white counterparts. Yeah, he fucks them, probably. Is that what it is? He fucks those women.
I don't know.
Seriously, what the fuck? This is what this world's coming to here. Yeah, so Yee, whatever the fuck it is. The artist formerly known as Kanye West is facing allegations from a former security guard that he subjected black employees to less favorable treatment than their white counterparts. In a new lawsuit filed by Benjamin Deshaun Provo, who works security for West, 46, at both his private school Donda Academy and at a warehouse where the creative stored his Yeezy brand clothing, the security guard accuses West of having frequently screamed at and berated black employees and firing him for refusing to cut his dreadlocks.
Well, cut them.
I mean,
is it part of the dress code or something?
You would think that there's a rule book, like this is your appearance for work. I mean, if, was that a part of the thing of being hired, or was he hired with them? He was obviously hired with them, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I don't know.
This guy might have a case on that one, at least. Just think of it this way. Like they said, he has to cut his dreadlocks, so he was hired with them. So you would think he can have them, right?
But was he told ahead of time? Like, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, certain jobs, like, I know for sure when we worked with food, like, there was certain things you had to, your hair had to be a certain way.
Yeah.
You had to wear your clothes a certain way. I don't know anything about what the hell this academy or, I don't know. But is there, like, a code? Is there, like, a rule book or something? Usually when you get hired, you have to look presentable, and this is what the company wants you to look like.
Yeah. And there's another one here that said that they had a, that they suffered from severe discrimination and harassment while working at Donda. So there was another person at that school. As for the most recent complaint filed April 26 in L.A., it notes that Provo began working for the Vultures rapper around August 2021 before spending 6 months at Donda. The school then moved to a new location where he was then assigned additional job duties as a result of a lack of staffing. He also performed security services for the Sunday service events and at his Yeezy warehouse. So this guy was getting a lot of work. The plaintiff claims he was asked to place himself in paparazzi in harm's way by snatching cameras, and that separately West required that anyone associated with Donda dispose of books related to Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and other prominent figures in the black community.
What?
I don't fucking know, man.
Remove them?
Remove them all. The complaint also claims that Provo noticed a stark difference in the way Kanye treated plaintiff and other black employees compared to the non-black counterparts. It also alleges he was paid less than non-black employees for no discernible reason, and that West was always abrupt, abrasive, and demeaning of plaintiff and his black counterparts. When complaining about the pay disparity to direct manager John Hicks, Provo allegedly received the response, "Don't bring up money to Yee, he doesn't like to talk about money." He also noticed a decrease in his paychecks at one point shortly after raising complaints, something he claims his non-black colleagues not experience, as he was told by Hicks that West can't afford security right now. So there was a lot of shit going on here, and he was told in April that he had to cut his dreadlocks off as an exercise of his Muslim faith. He had to keep them. So he was trying to say he had a religious exemption to keep them or some shit.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I believe all this crap.
I don't believe any of it.
And I don't like Kanye. No. I really don't. But, I mean, you're going to come out here and say that, come on, this just seems a little too much.
The previous suit also claimed that the musician would often scream and berate his black employees, and that he told his staffers he would fire people who were fat.
So he just treats all black people like shit.
And he wants them all to shave their heads.
This just, I mean, dude is crazy, but I don't know if I believe all of that.
I don't believe a lot of it. Some of it you can.
Some of it, okay. That some of it might be going on, but I think this is just a little too much.
Yeah, the part that I do believe is him telling people to shave their heads and the fat people, because you've heard this behavior with others, like Lizzo and Kanye West, you know, the whole... And Lizzo, of all people, was saying, you guys are getting out of shape, or backup dancers, of all people.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm the only fat person supposed to be on stage. I don't fucking get it, man. These people are all fucked up in the head. They are.
All of them.
I just don't understand, like, why Kanye... I don't know, man. I don't believe it. But then again, maybe you can.
Yeah, because he's nuts. But yeah. I mean, come on, he's just treating black people like crap.
I don't know, man. You gotta.
He's fucking kissing ass for the white people.
It's possible.
I don't know. That just seems really weird.
It's possible. Kanye does pal around with a lot of white people. I mean,
I'm sure more is gonna come out about this because, you know, people love to talk.
So. I don't get it, man. People are fucking stupid. But not only are they stupid, they're also a lot of assholes in the community. And there is your cue for your favorite segment of the show, and I just don't know why.
Well, it's the last one for right now.
That's correct. And I'm going to give you a nice one here. I want to know what you think about this. Am I the asshole for using my friend's $20 after dinner? Yesterday I went to Chili's with my friends. I paid for half of the meal, which was like $47. My friend gave me $20 to give to my parents because I used their card. So I went to give the $20 to my mom, and she said to keep it and use it for gas. Now the other friend is saying I'm obligated to give the $20 back to her because my parents didn't want it. It's her money, and she gave it to me under the impression it was going to my parents, but technically I gave it back. It means she ate for free.
No. I'm already aggravated.
Why?
Because she offered it to the mom. So the mom took it and gave it back to her. That's it. The mom said, no, you keep it.
Yeah.
That's it.
The way the friend is seeing it is like, oh, I want to give it to your mom and she didn't want it, so it should come back to me.
But the... my no, because I gave it to my mom and she said to use it for gas. So yeah. She said to use it for gas. I gave it to her.
She accepted it and flipped it right back
to me.
Yeah, she used the Uno card.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Like, it's not my fault that she told me to use it for gas. It's her money. She wants me to use her money to go and buy gas. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Well, think of this.
Get the hell out of here.
Think of it this way. $20, is that worth a potential big fight that can lose a friendship?
Dude, get out of here. You put $20 towards Chili's and I paid $47.
Yeah.
Shut up. I'm keeping your damn $20 and I'm going to go get my damn gas.
Well, they used the mom's credit card, so basically the mom paid for both of them at this point. The mom treated them both.
Right.
It's because I don't think the one girl paid for it, because she said she used the mom's credit card and took $20 from the friend to cover her part of it. Then the mom turned it down, so now the friend is like, well, give it back to me. It's a weird situation, but at the end of the day, this friend is potentially going to start an argument with this one friend. And do you just say, fine, fuck it, and take it as a lesson and never go out with this friend again?
Oh, God. Listen.
If you want to keep that friend in your life, or do you just say, fuck it, bitch, you're just being cheap as fuck now. You know you're not eating for free. We don't do handouts in this family.
Why did you tell her?
I mean, keep it.
Why tell her that my mom just said, told me to use it for gas instead of... Why'd you say that?
Probably didn't think it was a big deal because it shouldn't be.
This is a stupid... Mm. This is so stupid.
Well, I've been in that situation before where I was the friend growing up and, you know, give the money and then the mom would give it to the guy or whatever. This has happened before. And it's just like, well, whatever.
The effort was there. Went to pay the mom. The mom gave it to the kid. Yeah. Like, that's okay. Well,
it counts.
The effort's there.
It counts. I paid my debt and it's paid. You know?
Mom knows that you chipped in and boom, whatever she does with the money, that's what she wants to do. Yeah, the hell with this friend, man.
This shouldn't be a friend anymore. Seriously, this should not be a friend anymore.
This is aggravating.
If I had a friend like that, they wouldn't be a friend anymore. Because that's bullshit, man. Like, you don't just fucking try to cheat us, you know? Like, now you're taking advantage.
Yeah.
Because that shows your character. That's the kind of person you are. You're just a fucking taker in life. And, you know, you don't want any of those fucking people. So, definitely not the asshole. And I wanted to give you an easy one because we're going to be doing a bunch more later. We do our live show on Monday, which is 2 days ago, because this is posted Wednesday. Fucking people's minds right now. So there you go, man. That's what we're trying out this week. Who knows what we're going to be doing next week for the schedule, but we had a good time today. I had a good time hanging out with you. We're going to be doing a little bit more later, so I'm going to be sick and tired of seeing your fucking face.
I was just going to say, I'm already sick of seeing you, and I have to come back in this room in a couple hours.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I'm nice and drunk.
Well, there you go. Tell me you can find us.
You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms and Voice of Misery Podcast at gmail.com.